Welcome. Today we're taking an unhurried road trip through Puglia, moving from Polignano a Mare on the Adriatic to whitewashed Ostiny and the Trulli of Alberobello. Think of this as a route for looking closely, eating well, and leaving room for a detour. Start in Polignano a Mare, where pale stone buildings seem to meet the blue Adriatic almost without transition. The town sits dramatically above the water, and the first impression is sea air, limestone cliffs, and a very tempting urge to stop walking every few minutes. Give yourself time in the historic center rather than treating it as a viewpoint checklist. Follow the small streets, notice the balconies and arches, then head toward the cliff edge overlooks. What makes Polignano work is the changing perspective. Narrow shade one moment, open water the next. A waterfront walk is best taken slowly, especially later in the day when the light softens on the stone. Pause for a relaxed meal instead of rushing onward. Seafood fits naturally here, but even a simple focaccia can feel exactly right after a salty walk. From the coast, turn inland toward Ostiny, often called the White City. Its bright, tightly packed houses climb a hill, and the approach alone explains the nickname. Up close, though, Ostiny is less about one grand sight than the pleasure of getting gently lost. The lanes curve, narrow, and occasionally become little stairways. You might find a quiet doorway, laundry above your head, or a glimpse across olive groves toward the distant sea. My advice, choose a direction, then allow yourself to abandon it. There's a practical side to that wandering. Wear shoes with grip, carry water, and remember that these are lived-in streets, not an open-air set. Keep voices low near homes, avoid blocking entrances for photographs, and dress appropriately when entering churches. Then comes Alberobello, which feels distinct from both the coast and Ostiny. Its famous trulli whitewashed stone houses with conical roofs make the town immediately recognizable. They are not fantasy cottages, they belong to a regional building tradition shaped by local materials and rural life. The busiest trulli lanes can be lively, particularly in popular seasons, so look beyond the most photographed corners. Take a quieter street, notice the roof forms and stonework, and leave space for the town to be more than a backdrop. That small change makes the visit feel more considerate. For 2 days, stay near Polignano a Mare on day 1, then make Ostiny your main inland stop on day 2 before continuing to Alberobello. It is possible, but it will be a full rhythm. 3 days is kinder, coast, White City, then trulli, with proper meals between them. A car gives the greatest freedom for this coastal twinland route, especially if you want to pause among olive groves or visit smaller places. Trains are useful for larger connections, but check your specific route in advance and do not assume every small town link will be seamless. Puglia's food rewards curiosity without needing a complicated plan. Look for orecchiette, focaccia, fresh burrata, excellent olive oil, and seafood near the coast. Spring and early autumn are often especially pleasant for walking and sightseeing, though weather can always change, so pack layers and stay flexible. The takeaway is simple. Puglia opens up when you travel slowly from sea cliffs to hilltop lanes and rural stone roofs. Respect the neighborhoods and access rules, support small businesses, and let meals and pauses shape the route. Thanks for listening, and safe travels.